Now, this week, Margaret Mills is looking at an Essex new town, but it's not like Basildon or something like that. It's a bit further back, is it not, Margaret?
Just a bit earlier than Basildon. Yeah, I mean, it basically, the idea started in the 1760s, mm-hmm. so it's very much an 18th century new town.
Right.
And it was the idea of a gentleman called Robert Rigby.
Mm-hmm.
He was a local landowner, a man of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided that he wanted to turn Mistley in Essex into a new town come spa mm-hmm. resort. And I think he had visions of people flocking from all over the country to come and stay at Mistley. And he drew up plans. Plans were drawn up, and some of the plans, surviving plans, are still today in the Essex Record Office.
Right.
And they're quite impressive, actually.
It sounds like it never got off the ground then.
It didn't get off the ground. The only thing that got off the ground, I mean, he had huge ambitions, because he even contracted with Robert Adam, perhaps the architect of the 18th century, to come in and design the buildings. But the only thing that actually got built was the Twin Towers at Mistley that are still there today, that he designed to improve the look of the church at Mistley.
So what went wrong?
Well, a number of things. Mm. I think his plans were too grandiose. He based the finance for this huge scheme on the fact that he'd just been appointed to a government post as Paymaster General.
Mm.
But unfortunately, a few years later, he was dismissed for embezzlement, which rather put his plans on hold. And in the end, nothing got built.
Mm.
In the 1840s, even the house, this grand house that Robert Rigby had occupied, was demolished. So the only thing that really remains of his grand scheme is the plans that still exist and the Twin Towers at Mistley. But it's interesting that a French visitor to Mistley in the latter part of the 18th century commented, "This man has ambitions to own the whole county."
Well, clearly that didn't happen.
A very ambitious man, but his plans came to nothing.
Right, thank you very much indeed, Margaret. And what are you looking at next week then?
Next week we're going to be looking at a lady property owner in Essex called Alice Perrers.
Thank you.